God in Christ has revealed his glory. Come, let us worship. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the Lord's name is greatly to be praised. Give him praise, you servants of the Lord. O praise the name of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be with you, and also with you. Good morning, and a very warm welcome to our worship this morning for the third Sunday of Epiphany. You may have noticed that we are small in number this morning, even more than normal. And that is because we have the sad news that Matthew has tested positive this week for coronavirus. So we do wish him well. He has assured me that he does feel quite well considering, and he is looking forward to getting back to normal and back with us sometime soon. The vicarage, however, is in lockdown, so please do pray and send your best wishes to Matthew virtually or through the letterbox, but please don't go to the vicarage as they are in lockdown. So you may see him later on by the modern wonders of technology that we can provide here, so look out for that. We begin our worship this morning with our first hymn. The grace of God has dawned upon the world through Jesus Christ, our Saviour, who sacrificed himself for us to purify a people as his own. Let us confess our sins. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. in your mercy, forgive what we have been, help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. May the God of love bring us back to himself, forgive us our sins, and assure us of his eternal love in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose Son revealed in signs and miracles the wonder of your saving presence, renew your people with your heavenly grace, and in all our weakness, sustain us by your mighty power. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Revelation. I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of mighty thunder peals, crying out, Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. To her it has been granted to be clothed with fine linen, bright and pure. For the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. And the angel said to me, Write this. Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are true words of God. Then I fell down at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, You must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your comrades who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. There was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were 6 stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water," and they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and the disciples believed in him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we were to undertake a survey to try and discover what people have missed most since we began this journey we are on, I imagine the answers would include seeing friends and family, having a hug, family celebrations like christenings and weddings and anniversaries and birthdays and so on. And we miss these things because fundamentally we are made not to live isolated lives, as I am at the moment, having tested positive for the virus on Wednesday last week, distance from one another. No, we are made to be together, to be in communion. In the story of creation as we have it in Genesis, we read that the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone." So we are meant to be together. And whilst the gospel for today often comes round at this time of year, it feels a bit as though it's rubbing salt into our wounds at the moment. For we have not been together. We have not had a party to celebrate for ages. Birthdays of note have passed. Anniversaries have been celebrated differently. And in the life of St. Mary's, we are not gathered around the family table to share in the party of Christ's presence with us at the moment. And we have not had summer or winter fairs, harvest lunches or family christenings or weddings. I've often thought it odd that this gospel is read at this time when we are celebrating and pondering the incarnation. And yet, as I've reflected more, and dusted off the odd commentary, the connections are there. Consider for a moment what we think marriage, the context for the reading, to be. It is, of course, a celebration of love, of how two people, having found love with each other, want to bind themselves together through the words and actions of the sacrament. And here we make the connection with the incarnation, of how in Jesus, God through love bound himself to us, a kind of marriage. It's not surprising, then, that the book of Revelation, from which we heard our first reading, picks up that language. So, a marriage party is perhaps not such a strange reading after all for the first of the signs in John's Gospel. And then what of the text itself? We get a picture of Jesus at table with his friends, laughing and joking, enjoying the party. His mother recognises, though, that something is amiss. His response is rather cruel. "Woman, what concern is that to you and me?" And then a miracle. Jesus has compassion. Water becomes wine, lots of fine wine, and the party goes on. I'll come back to the miracle in a bit. But as I said at the beginning, parties have been on hold lately. And though we have found new ways to be together, from online quizzes to meeting up with friends and family online, they are not the same as meeting face to face. And though the vaccine continues to be pumped into arms across the parish, and we hope and pray for a return to some sort of normality, we shall, I think, carry the scar of this time for a while yet. The anxieties and fears kindled are not suddenly going to disappear. That's certainly true for me, both personally, but also as the vicar, as I wonder what life will be like for us in the coming year. I even wonder if folk will come back. I wonder if we can recapture that spirit-filled worship that was and is so deeply attractive in our life together. I hope so. But these are some of the questions I carry with me. You'll have your own, of course, and I share them not to be depressing, but to say that I am no exception, and just like everyone else, have my anxieties and fears. What I try to do day by day is to place them before God in prayer, before a God who in Jesus reveals how he is bound to us in love. And when things get tough, as they sometimes do, I cling on to words that give me hope. And though this Christmas season that is drawing to a close, and through this season, Christmas season that is drawing to a close, we have had plenty of them. I want to remind you of some we heard at the beginning of St. John's Gospel at Midnight Mass 1 month ago. They come from that memorable prologue to the Gospel that begins, "In the beginning was the Word." Just recently, I discovered a different translation that I think speaks to our time, as it translates the Greek word logos, usually translated as word, into meaning. So let me read you that prologue again with the alternative translation. It reads, "In the beginning was the meaning, and the meaning was with God, and the meaning was God." It's been hard to make sense of all that has happened to us over the months. It has been hard for us to find the meaning when that which often gave our life meaning has been taken away. And yet, as people of faith, wearied by these long and cold and wet winter days, we cling on to those words from St. John and remember that in Jesus we find the meaning. In Jesus we see, to return to the Gospel for today, a God bound to us in love. So what of that miracle or sign, as John calls it, and the meaning of it? Well, there are lots, of course. But one direction it might point us in is how the miracle of transformation, the water into wine, happened so quietly. The jars filled with water go from A to B, and along the way they are transformed, water into wine. There was no flash of lightning, just a gentle transformation. Thinking about that sign, I pray for that gentle, transforming spirit to be at work among us in this season where parties are suspended, when we gather together separately in our homes. It seems to me that the work of the Spirit is often quiet and unseen, gently transforming our perspective on life and accompanying us as we journey on. So I pray too that we may be open to that Spirit that turned water into wine, gently transforming our fears and our anxieties into hope. Hope that helps us look beyond this time of separation when we shall gather again with smiles and hugs and handshakes. When we shall gather again in St. Mary's with song and sacrament. When we will have a party. When we shall eat and drink, no longer alone or isolated or distanced, but together, as we are meant to be, rejoicing in our communion with each other once again. Amen.
Let us affirm our faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Though he was divine, he did not cling to equality with God, but made himself nothing. Taking the form of a slave, he was born in human likeness. He humbled himself and was obedient to death, even death of the cross. Therefore, God has raised him on high and given him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every voice proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Hallelujah. For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory. Let us pray. Lamb of God, as we reach the end of the week of prayer for Christian unity, we pray for your bride, the church across the world. Remembering this week, the Church of Bangladesh, we worship you with every single other person who proclaims your name as Lord. Though we differ in our forms of worship and the ways we organise ourselves, we are united by our faith in you and in our marriage gift of the Holy Spirit. In our diocese, we pray for our Bishop Paul and our Archdeacon Paul and all who serve with them, including us, in the witnessing of your gospel in Leeds. Bless us in all our efforts to ready ourselves for you. May we be forever clothed in the bright and pure linen of your grace and truth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God Almighty, you reign over all the earth. We pray for the whole world and all who inhabit it, both human and animal. We give thanks for all who work in conservation, striving to protect the natural world around us. Lord, give us the wisdom and courage to be responsible stewards of the earth, to use what we need and no more, to take pride in our home and keep it clean and pleasant. We pray for the leaders of all nations, for Elizabeth, our Queen, and all in her government, that they might lead us with integrity, justice, and wisdom. And this week we pray especially for the people of America as they begin a new chapter in their political life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, you lived among us as one of us. Like us, you celebrated the joy of marriage with those in your community. Bless all who are married with the joy of unifying love. Reassure those whose marriage has been delayed with the hope of the joy still to come. Protect and guide those whose marriages are falling apart, especially those suffering abuse or neglect. And comfort those who are widowed with the promise of your resurrection. We pray for all who live with us in our city, this week for the residents of Chapel Street. And we pray particularly for the key workers who keep our city and society functioning. We pray for the primary schools in our parish, for Osthorpe, Colton, Temple Newsome Holton, and Whitkirk. Bless all who work and learn there, that the children might learn, develop, and grow as people, and that the staff find blessing in their vocation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Happy is everyone who walks in the Lord's ways, for they will be happy, and it shall go well with them. Help us to walk in your ways all the days of our lives, and to serve you in all we do. We give thanks for those who work to alleviate the suffering of others. This week we pray for the work of the Multiple Sclerosis Society. We hold before you all those for whom things are not going well. The broken and the downtrodden. Those oppressed by the actions or selfishness of others. The sick and the infirm. We pray especially for those from our own parish who are ill. For George Brown, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mode, Christine Oates, John Oliver, Margaret Tomlinson, Geoffrey Walton, and for Matthew and all at the vicarage. May the Lord bless them, and may they come to know the peace of healing or the prosperity of the New Jerusalem in the eternal life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. We are all part of the one universal church, the Bride of Christ. We give you thanks for the communion of saints, the great multitude of all those who've worshipped you throughout history, and those who continue worshipping you today. We hold before you every one of the thousands of people who've died this week in our country of coronavirus. And in our own parish, for those whose anniversaries of death fall at this time. Irene Isles, Audrey Newhouse, Alan Pickersgill, Harry Rutherford. We ask that on the last day, we might be brought with them to join your eternal marriage feast, forever rejoicing and exalting your name. Uniting our prayers with the whole company of heaven, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. Holy Father, Creator of all things, whose blessed Son turned the water into wine, grant that he may come to us and change us, and so transform our lives, that in us your glory may be revealed. Through the same Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be praise and glory for ever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, we give you thanks and praise for Jesus Christ our Lord. For he was the Word before all creation. Through him all things come to be. Not one thing has its being but through him, Jesus, light of the world. We worship and adore you. His life is the light that shines in the dark, a light that darkness cannot overpower. Jesus, light of the world, we worship and adore you. The Word was the true light coming into the world. He was in the world that had its being through him, and the world did not know him. Jesus, light of the world, we worship and adore you. He came to his own, and they did not accept him. But to all who accept him, he gives power to become children of God. Jesus, light of the world, we worship and adore you. The Word was made flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory as the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus, light of the world, we worship and adore you. To God, our Creator, born as one of us, be all praise and glory. With all the company of heaven, we worship you, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest.
Thank you.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless us and keep us. Amen. Glory to God, whose power at work among us can do infinitely more than we can ask or conceive. To him be glory in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.